Danny Cleffinger here with your new left tackle for the Los Angeles Rams, Andrew Whitworth. The first time you were a free agent. So what do you think about moving out west and playing for the Los Angeles Rams?
I'm excited about it. It's something new, a place I've never played and been. And so I literally know nothing about Los Angeles. So I'm looking forward to learning about the city and also for the experience of playing for the Rams.
What was it about the Rams when they were coming after you, giving you some sort of offers and things like that? What was it about this team that made you want to come here?
It just seemed like they really wanted me to be here. And so I think sometimes when you're a free agent and you've played in the game as long as I have, just to hear how bad a team wants you to be where they are, believes in what you can do for their program, I think that makes you excited. And, you know, that just that new challenge, that new fresh place and an opportunity to help them win, I was excited for that.
Oldest guy on the roster, definitely going to bring that veteran knowledge. Are you ready to jump right in and step into a leadership role?
Yeah, I you know, I'm used to it. I've been the captain of the Bengals for a long time now, and I've been in that role, and so I'm excited for a new group and a new opportunity, and I love the guys I got a chance to lead, and will miss them dearly, but this is a new challenge, and I love challenges, so I'm excited for this opportunity.
You were talking about it inside. You've experienced losing, you've experienced winning season. How much do you think that's going to help you when you step into a team that's struggled the past couple years?
I think it's just little things that you can continue to remind them and be an influence with to continue to keep your head down and just keep working and keep grinding and finding that way to win. And I've been through rough patches in Cincinnati and really good years. And so I look forward to hopefully having the chance to spread some of that and hopefully be a guy that my teammates will respect and want to be on the field with.
Not just a young team, but a young offensive line in general. Do you remember, you know, what type of player you were like at 25, 26 years old and how much you've learned since then?
I do, and it was a long time ago. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to pour everything I can into these guys and just invest myself completely into earning their respect and being whatever it is that they think I can be for them and in any way I can help them. And just if it's on the field, off the field, in any way, I look forward to being able to invest in their lives and have an opportunity for us to go out and figure out a way to win games.
Young quarterback, how important is it to start building that rapport with Jared Goff?
It's going to be, you know, exciting. I mean, it's a new guy, and I can remember Andy Dalton walking in the locker room as a young kid from TCU with, you know, no idea about the NFL life and to figure out how to lead a team and what a year we had, you know, in a stretch we've had with him and AJ and what they've been able to do as young players. And so I'm looking forward to this opportunity with Jared and really getting to know him and what we can possibly turn this thing into.
Got a chance to meet Sean McVay, but you also got a chance to meet Todd Gurley at the Pro Bowl. Do you remember meeting him? There was that picture that went out recently that he posted of the two of you. Do you remember meeting him, and what were your first impressions of him?
Oh, yeah. I definitely followed him in college as well. Played with a lot of Georgia guys at Cincinnati, and so you know how Georgia guys are. They're just it's Bulldogs or nothing, and so I had to hear plenty about him back in the day. And I think I probably told him that day that I've heard everything about you. So, yeah, I mean, it'll be exciting to play with him and see if we can do something to get him rolling and show all the ability and talent he has.
Obviously a family man. We've got your cute kids running around behind you. How many kids do you have, and how excited are they for a Southern California lifestyle?
Oh, they're very excited. They're looking forward to a pool somewhere. Yep. and a beach probably. But I have four kids. They're 6'6", 4, about to be 5, and 2. So, It's gonna be interesting for sure.
I think you're looking forward to a little pool party maybe when you get settled in.
Oh yeah, they're ready.
Thanks so much. Enjoy your first couple days getting settled in.